Good evening. This is How Much Is the Doggy? And this is an AboveTopSecret.com podcast. Well, tonight I'm just going to talk about, for a few minutes, something I was looking at on the internet. Very, very sad news story in England today about a woman police officer who was shot on Friday in Bradford. Now, of course, I would like to extend my condolences to the family and all involved. It's a very, very sad thing. But what I want to talk about is, I'm looking at the BBC News story, and as I said before, I'm quite interested in information warfare, as I call it. And one of the things I find is how the news is used quite often to pluck people's heartstrings in order to get sway the public opinion in one way or the other. Now, I'm looking at the page, woman PC shot on child's birthday. Okay, straight away, you got that, on the child's birthday. Let's make it as sad as possible. It is sad. Let me point that out first before I go any further. I'm not trying to lessen this or put it down in any way. I'm just pointing out that it is being used in an absolute horrible fashion. Because right up in the right hand corner of the news page is a little voting box which you can do. And the three questions are, should the police be armed? 1. Yes, all police officers should be armed. 2. More officers should be armed after special training. And 3. No, the number of armed officers is high enough. Now, if you can't see what sort of agenda is being followed by putting that type of a voting box up on top of a page, then you're saying, well, you know, what's the big deal? I mean, police officers die in the line of duty all the time. It's true, but, you know, in England, as far as I know, yet again from the BBC, you can find out that since 1900, only 160 officers have been killed in the line of duty. Well, that's 160 too much by anyone's opinion, but the fact that it's such a low number, and that the last female officer to die in the line of duty was back in 2001. She was hit by a stolen car, and the last, I think, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but the last male police officer in England to die in the line of duty was in 2003, Boxing Day, Ian Broadhurst. And it doesn't happen very often. Well, they might be attacked and whatever quite regularly. Police officers dying in the line of duty is not something that happens quite often in England. Now, it doesn't happen very often, yet we have this big call to arms to arm the police in England. And as far as I'm concerned, that is just somebody following an agenda somewhere to arm the police. They're trying to take the arms off the people, and they're trying to arm the police. And you're saying, yeah, well, what's the big deal? Maybe it's a good thing if the police are armed. You know, why is the information being concentrated on this? You know, how many children die every day from starvation, from preventable diseases? And why aren't there little voting boxes up on top of the pages saying, you know, should we spend our money to help these children rather than doing something which is totally unnecessary, like arming the police? Because there is an agenda. And these are the things that we all have to keep an eye out for and have a look for. And that's all I have to say right now.